It's time to tee it up for Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Coming to you live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 Live Michigan Team Championship, coming August 27th through the 30th. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Now, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR's Steve Courtney.
All right, welcome in. Hey, welcome in to Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. Memorial weekend in full effect. Hopefully you and yours have a safe and very happy one. And first and foremost, thank you so very much to our brave men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice so we can have barbecues and enjoy the company of family and friends. And that's what it's all about. Steve Courtney here. We've got stimulating golf conversation coming at you. Jordan Young, our colleague, he is
La Costa.
Taking in the NCAA Division I Women's Golf Championship. We are expecting a phone call, and I think we will, because his Eastern Michigan Eagles squad, last I checked, not long ago, ninth place. Not bad. We'll get the lowdown from Jordan on that. You know the dulcet tones of Brian Cairns. BC, how are you?
All good. Happy Sun Day?
Yeah.
No sun
nah.
Day.
It's been a very, very damp spring. Yes. All that changes tomorrow for
it does?
The actual Memorial Day. Going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Oh, cool, because yesterday was really brutal.
Yeah, about 70 degrees.
Oh, cool.
Be able to enjoy it. So we've got that going for us. Meanwhile, I'm so glad you're here, because what a development there at TPC Craig Ranch.
Oh.
The CJ Cup, Byron Nelson is history. And the winner? I want your reaction. Wyndham Clark. He shoots lights out. How about this, BC? We'll talk about his character coming up in just a bit.
There's nothing to talk about.
Five birdies and an eagle on the back nine. He puts up a 60. Now, that being said, Siwoo Kim, who I was rooting for, poor Siwoo, his last victory on tour coming, I think, at the 2023 Sony Open. I digress. He was in control. He was playing some wonderful, wonderful golf with Scottie Scheffler, by the way, world number one in hot pursuit. But it was Wyndham Clark who got his fourth PGA Tour win.
Do you see the size of Wyndham Clark? Do you see what he's done to himself physically? He had gap wedge in the 18 yesterday when everybody else is hitting 8-iron and 7-iron.
Did he take a page out of the DeChambeau book?
Well, he took a page out of the Tiger Woods book.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is huge.
Well, and listen, his last PGA Tour win, you go back to the 2024 Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and he won that in 54 holes because of inclement weather. Played his college golf. A lot of people don't remember. Attended Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. and then transferred to Oregon. Mm-hmm. And he's had, I would say, a decent career. But what he's known for, obviously.
Won the U.S. Open.
The 2025 U.S. Open.
Won the U.S. Open, dude. That's
he did.
Mammoth.
He did.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later at Oakmont.
No comment. Just no comment.
Oh, you've got a comment.
Well, you bet your ass. You bet your butt. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I know you've got a comment. And if you don't remember, he missed the cut at Oakmont in that particular open. And he took it out on the historic locker room there at Oakmont. There was substantial damage, and it was just the wrong thing to do.
We're going to be doing this show in 15 years, okay?
Right.
And I'm going to remind you about what he did at Oakmont. This will never leave my memory.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
I've done a lot of bad things in my life.
Because I know you have. And you're a pro.
Yep.
And you're part of an elite group. Does the tour, the players, forget about this? Have they moved on? Or is Wyndham Clark, even though a gifted player, again, this weekend's winner, will he always be known for what went down at Oakmont?
think people at that level even care. But, you know, at some stage of the game, before that U.S. Open, who was he? And then all of a sudden he jumps on his bandwagon with Rory and the boys, like, hey, we should only have 72 players per group. All of a sudden he's one of these guys. Well, before the U.S. Open, he wasn't one of these guys. So, you know, he changed faces, and I just, got no, nah.
Well, it didn't go over very well, you recall, with the establishment at Oakmont. They banned him, and for Wyndham to make it right, he obviously had to pay for the damage, which was substantial. He had to come through with a formal apology. And he had to go to anger management.
Wasn't enough.
Now, I don't know if he has succeeded in the anger management. I know he paid for the replacement. He did issue an apology. So I believe, as far as the folks at Oakmont are concerned, he's back as a member of good standing.
I don't know. I really don't know where that stands, and I keep that close to best, but I do know that you can sit behind a computer and take care of two of those first three things. You don't physically have to do something, Steve.
No.
You don't have to do anything.
No, we were on, and we said at the time it was very childish. And the thing is, look, Wyndham Clark, a gifted player, he was featured, I think, in season two of Full Swing. And he comes off as being this wonderful dude, you know, a Christian-type guy. And he would be the last guy that you would suspect to bash the hell out of a locker facility, let alone at a historic facility like Oakmont. But he did. So, you know, I guess he's got to bear that moving forward.
TV can paint a wonderful picture at times. That's all I can say.
Well, we will say this. Wyndham Clark comes in at 30 under. To win the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Siwoo Kim, 27 under. Scotty Scheffler, world number one, 25 under. Jackson Suber had himself a nice tournament, 23 under.
Good
Keith Mitchell, 22
him.
Under.
Cashmere Keith.
And then you go down a little bit, Brooks Koepka finishes at 18 under. I give Brooks Koepka all the credit in the world. He cannot play in every event because making the transition
we'll
from
Lit. We'll talk about that after break.
Okay.
I like
Looks
this.
Like you've got something brewing.
Yep.
All right. We've got that and more as we continue. Hey, happy Memorial Weekend. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit RocketClassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, Spin on Golf continues here on WJR. Again, congratulations, Wyndham Clark. His fourth PGA Tour win via the CJ Cup Byron Nelson in McKinney, Texas, TPC Craig Ranch. Let's quickly give you an overview of just what exactly is going on in golf this Memorial Weekend. No LPGA Tour event. Next week will be the ShopRite LPGA powered by Wakefern Champions Tour. Nice little tournament down there in Morocco. Congratulations to the always bitter Scott Hend.
I mean,
he wins it at 15 under.
Scott was a journeyman Asian tour guy. I mean, he's been around the world. This guy is like one of those guys like an Elker that wasn't really a PGA Tour player.
Yeah.
That, you know.
It's interesting.
Got his status vis-a-vis that and then shows up. And guess what? He's got at least another year out there.
Well,
kind of cool. Really good guy.
Hend wins it at 15 under. Stephen Elker, who you alluded to, BC, tied for second at 10 under with the original two glover.
Tommy Two.
Tommy Gainey at
did
10 under.
Did you see Two Gloves hit this shot yesterday? And it, you know,
I did.
Did you see that six iron? He
unreal.
Must have hit a foot behind it. I was like, what? I've never seen a tour player hit a shot like that.
No.
Just goes to show. It's golf.
It's golf,
we can
man.
Do it. We all do it, right?
Boy, I know I do. Yeah. But I was shocking to see a guy of his ilk do it.
Right.
Ernie Els, by the way, to Big Easy. Not a bad weekend at 8-under. So before the break, all I mentioned was Brooks Koepka. Mm-hmm. He puts up an 18-under. They destroyed TPC Krug Ranch. You've played the course, BC. Clearly, these guys took advantage of something.
It's not Las Colinas. They don't have a statue of Byron Nelson there. I mean, Las Colinas had a big statue of Byron Nelson. It's the Byron Nelson tournament. I get it.
Right.
Corporate sponsors, corporate this. But one reason or other, they went up there, up the road to McKinney. But having said that, Brooks Koepka, it was cool to see him in Aaron Rye and Brooks Koepka at the Myrtle Beach tournament. I'm like, all right, these are two pretty good players. And
right.
Brooks Koepka is doing it the hard way. He shows up and he plays every tour event. Obviously, he's not in the elevated events yet.
Well, and you know, this is what I was saying before the break, that I give him credit. Because, look, he wanted to come back to the tour. The tour said, okay, but there's going to be conditions.
Right.
Yada, 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 yada.
No can't problem.
You can't win the FedEx Cup for a couple of years. We're going to punish you financially, blah, blah, blah. He's showing up.
Showing up, and he's playing good golf. I mean, it's pretty cool that he didn't waste his life 2 years or 3 years out there. He still played competitive golf, and just to goes to show that I still think he'll win something this year. He's still there.
Well, yeah. He's putting his work in. And now, I was asked quite a bit over the last week, do you think DeChambeau, do you think John Rahm will make their way back to the tour? Maybe eventually. But DeChambeau, he's a different dude because he's already talking about his YouTube channel. He says, in his words, and, you know, when DeChambeau says something, who the hell knows?
It's weird. It's bizarre.
But he's saying he's perfectly content doing his content on YouTube Golf, that he could, in essence, walk away from competitive professional golf. Now, I've been around a lot of pros in my life, across the sports spectrum. To be at your age and walk away, I don't see that happening.
I don't either. I think he's just saying that. But he can't do that YouTube channel and play the PGA Tour. You don't own yourself on the PGA Tour. Media rights, yada, yada. So his hopes of keeping that channel, if he wants to come back, are gone.
Well,
one way or the other.
Again. Then he did, a week and a half ago, say, well, if I go back, they want to punish me financially. Don't they know what I can do for them? In essence, saying you're bigger than the tour.
Yeah, I mean, come
now, this
on.
Is
get
the kind
it.
Of stuff that right. Bryson does and has done for a while. Then he'll straighten out and toe the line, and then he'll say something else and step in it.
Right.
So, you know, it seems as though Koepka has been welcomed back. I mean, when he's in the tournament, he's a competitor. There's no question about it. Especially if I'm on the tour and I see this dude doing everything that was asked of him to rejoin, that puts him in a different light in my book.
I think so. I think he's doing the right thing. But he knows that, you know what, I was here. Although Brooks did not exactly speak out against the establishment, he wasn't a Phil Mickelson or he wasn't a – you know, Bryson, and he wasn't publicly behind a microphone bashing people like they were. I mean, Brooks was okay, so it's an individual basis.
Well, and he wasn't, BC, involved in the lawsuit.
No.
DeChambeau was.
Yeah.
Now,
big time.
That could be a block in and of itself.
Should be, I think.
So,
should be.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty strong. You were suing the tour. So, whatever the case. Rahm. He's in a completely different deal. And you were saying last week that maybe with everything going on in LIV, and we don't know, we're not the flies on the wall in these meetings because they're trying to find $250 million to keep this thing going. You're thinking maybe it could become Saudi golf or whatnot, whatever the case may be.
Yep. Which Rahm
is under contract.
Right, which it was before. If you looked at... You know, some guys carried us Saudi golf bags. You know, you remember what McIlroy used to wear.
Right.
Jumeirah. You know, some of the Middle Eastern, you know, they were trying to make inroads into golf. And I don't think it's going to change from that aspect. But the amount of money being poured into LIV was staggering, for one.
I heard
seeing it firsthand. But still.
$5 to $8 billion. So you start there.
So what? You know. So you know. You can't say that. Well, you know what? They got $1 trillion. But I don't care if you got $10 trillion. You just don't throw $5 or $8 billion down the toilet.
But if I'm John Rahm, and again, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm going to do the research on this because I know a lot of lawyers. If allegedly the Saudi Public Investment Fund is financing LIV through this season, as a matter of fact,
yes,
they are back in action next week, LIV Golf Korea. But if they were hypothetically just to fold, wouldn't that void Rahm's contract?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know who that contract's with. Is that with the prince? Is it with the state? Is it with the PIF? I don't know those details.
I would, okay, for sake of argument, it's with PIF, the investment fund.
Who owns the PIF?
The Saudis, who are going through it right now with the Iran conflict. So there's a whole lot of balls in the air right now.
It's above our heads.
Yeah. But if they did go belly up, because I think John Rahm, remember, he at one time, when this LIV thing started, he was the face of the PGA Tour at the time, I think before Rory, saying it's not golf, it's a novelty, it's 54 holes, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, he bolts. Now, it seems as though when he participates in the Masters and other majors, that he gets along pretty well with the tour players. I think he would be welcome back. DeChambeau?
No.
I don't know.
No. Not so much, no.
All right.
Make sure our guest is going to call in.
Yeah, we've got a very important guest as we celebrate this wonderful Memorial Weekend with y'all. By the way, thanks for stopping by. We're hoping to check in with another pro. His name's Chris David. He's going to talk about something very important, the PGA Tour Hope Program.
No, PGA of America. Whoa.
Okay, PGA of America. I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you.
but it's a conversation you're going to want to hear, and we'll have it for you and more as we continue here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
And my friends, being Memorial Weekend and all, and again, thank you so very much to our very brave men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, so that we may be the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world. And it's with that.
It's not even close.
Not even close, sir.
Every time I leave this country, I'm like, I can't wait to go home. It's like there's nowhere like America.
And that
nowhere.
That is why we are having a conversation with a fellow pro, Chris David, talk about something very important, the PGA of America Hope Program. Chris, how are you tonight?
Pretty good, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so
and
very
Brian.
Much.
Brian.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I'm dealing with Brian, and you know, your sympathies would be
don't
nice,
give
Chris.
Him any fuel.
No,
Chris already
I won't.
Knows. Chris knows.
We all have our burdens to bear.
You are absolutely right, Chris. Thank you very much for acknowledging. But let's talk about this very important program, the PGA of America Hope Program, teaching veterans about the great game of golf. Chris, take it from there.
Well, the PGA Hope Program, from what I know of, Steve, and I've been doing the one in Michigan for the last 4 years, 5 years. Buddy Whitten was the originator of it, I guess you could say, in Michigan, which has been now 7 or 8 years, maybe 9 by now.
Right.
But it has grown quite a bit. It just, I think they need better funding and so on. But the job that we did, the guys and girls all appreciated it immensely. And it just, I was in the Marine Corps Reserves, and I have still an affinity for the Marine Corps, and I appreciate everything those boys and girls do, have done. And they come to play golf to take their mind off of whatever it is they're thinking about, and it really is a helpful process that, because you have to concentrate on golf, as you know, once you're playing it. So I have seen a lot of PTS people in the last couple years, and it really, I don't want to say depressing, but it's hard for me to accept that these people had to go through this for all of us and our country and so on. And it's the least I can do to help them, because I was given the ability to teach people and golf, and I can't teach much else, but golf I can get across pretty well.
But Chris was a good player.
The smiles afterwards are worth everything we do.
I was telling Steve, thank you for what you've done to the whole program at Fox Hills. And, and you and Buddy are very instrumental in making that program go. But I was saying that, these guys put in, and I help out in Florida, in the same sentiment from these individuals, these men and women. They're like, we put this in our calendar. This is a big deal in my life.
Yes.
So
yes.
These
yes,
people
it is,
plan though. On it. They look forward to it. They're with people that are going through the same struggles they are. And we hear the stories. And people just have no idea what these people are dealing with. No idea.
That's correct.
And it's very sad. And like you said, it's the least we can do. Vis-a-vis, I did the fundraiser last year for Michigan PGA Hope, but you helping out with the Hope program and instructing these people and just talking to them like a normal human being. And like, hey, we're here, Brian, to talk.
That is said well, because that's very important to be a friend to this person. And I still keep in touch with some of them that I taught, a few years ago.
Right.
So it's a very pleasurable thing for us to do to help these people get through whatever they're having to get through.
Yeah.
And well worth it.
Yep.
Chris, BC, golf has been used forever and ever as a wonderful networking source when it comes to business. And then you bring the Hope program into it, Chris. And as you alluded to, you're bringing in these individuals who, for the most part, each and every one of them have seen things that I wish they didn't, in war, in conflict, what have you. So you're teaching them this great game of golf, and they are able to learn and hang out with individuals of like ability, but more important than that, the golf aspect, is they are able to be around each other who have probably experienced some horrific things in their lives, and they can talk about it, and they've got common ground, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program, Chris. Thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having us highlight this, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. I've been thinking about veterans, people that I know, and just all veterans all together this weekend, especially because of Memorial Day. And it's the least I do. I'll say it again.
Is there a website, Chris, that you know of that our listeners could go to if they wanted to help and keep this program going?
I think that Bill Durham, the general manager at Fox Hills, might have the answer for you there.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Well, it's Chris. I can help you out. The Michigan PGA website on our homepage, MichiganPGA.com, would have the whole program information.
Oh, great.
Boom, right on the front page, make donations to the Hope Program, make donations to the Hope Program. It, you know, as instructors, we never took any money, and we donated it back to the program. So the program can keep going. These people can keep showing up. And they're oversold, to be frank with you. I mean, these people want to come, and there's a lot more veterans than us. And I wish there was more programs for them. So MichiganPGA.com.
Perfect. Chris David, thank you so very much for your conversation with us tonight. You and yours, enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend.
God bless, Chris.
Well, thank you, Steve and Brian. I appreciate you calling me today, Brian. I'm happy to do this and promote the PGA Hope program.
Thank you.
All right. Chris David with us here on Spin on Golf. Again, the name of the program, and it's so very important, the PGA of America Hope Program. And, you know, just through that conversation, BC, just a wonderful deal. I don't know who thought of it, but it's absolutely brilliant because, again, you're talking about individuals, sadly, with something negative in common.
And it's such a, you know, and everyone's like, well, that is such a small piece of, or a small, you know, group of people. I'm like, do you understand that this small group of people, take a look around, I could jump in my car and go play golf tomorrow because of this small group of people. You can minimize it all you want, but I think it's a big freaking deal.
It
and I can jump
deal.
In my car and do whatever the hell I want.
Well, and here's the thing, and I might get myself in trouble, but I have said for the longest time.
Frank Beckman will back you up.
You know, as we celebrate this Memorial Weekend, you know, as a nation, we all applaud our brave men and women who serve, let alone who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And we say, yeah, we've got the greatest armed forces in the world. Yes, we're number one. And then I know firsthand that when they come home from wherever they saw battle and they need medical help, whether it be physical or mental, it's falling grossly short.
It stinks.
We need to do better.
Yes.
We need, as a nation, the most affluent nation in the world.
I think this is the right radio station to make that kind of statement, by the way.
And I've talked to various politicians about it, and they acknowledge that it is an issue.
Yep.
But it's an issue that we can't have anymore. So I'm sorry. I just had to say.
I get it.
All right, folks. We've got more Spin on Golf coming at you. As we continue, we've got Punk of the Week and some other golf-related topics with the one, the only Brian Cairns. Mm-hmm. Leave it here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
And if you're just joining us, once again at TPC Craig Ranch in beautiful, I don't know, I've never been there, McKinney, Texas, the winner, 32-year-old Wyndham Clark, his fourth PGA Tour win. He did it in fine fashion. Five birdies and an eagle on the back nine, championship Sunday. Puts up a 60. And Siwoo Kim, by the way, put up a 60 on that course Friday. So
the different kind of golfers, aren't
throwing
they?
Throwing darts, man.
Oh, man, different guys can putt. Guys can putt, man. You got to putt. I don't know how many feet of putt he made, but it was – had to be over 100 today. Guy could make some putts.
Well, even if he was looking at a 70-footer, Wyndham Clark, that is, he would lag it beautifully. Siwoo Kim had the flat stick working throughout the weekend.
Yep.
But again, this is the same Wyndham Clark who destroyed the locker room at Oakmont after missing the cut at the 2025 U.S. Open. But apparently, he's put it behind him, and he wins again for the fourth time.
He's still a punk.
Is he your punk of the week?
Nah, not even close. He's just an overall punk.
That's okay. and that's your story, BC.
Yep, that's it. I have nothing else to say about it.
And you are sticking to it.
Yeah, that's it.
You go.
Yep.
Question. As you know, here we are in Memorial Weekend, the unofficial start to summer. in the great state of Michigan, which we do have somewhat of an abbreviated golf season here. New season upon us. What should Rank Amateurs, who I'm a proud member of, be working at in the early going of the season? And I asked you earlier off the air. I think there's been a statement made more times than not that it's usually the short game, putting, chipping, that is the last to show up when a new season begins. Do you agree with that as a pro?
I think that nobody is ready physically to play golf in the spring. Their fitness stinks. You know, golfers are athletes, and that's the most underrated thing. When I go out to a tour event and happen to go in the physio room and see these guys work out before they play golf, they are professional athletes, number one. So injury prevention and being fit to play golf in the spring is number one for me, Steve. If someone's coming out of the winter and I'm like, have you been in the gym? Have you been diligent? Have you been hitting balls? Are you able to hit balls? Are you able to chip and putt? You're able to stand on your feet for 5 or 6 hours and work on your game like you should? And if the answer is no, I'm like, well, we kind of got an uphill battle here. You better get your butt in the gym, number one, Steve.
Well, and, you know, there's so many players this time of year who have high hopes. Probably went to the Dome or to Carl's, the driving range, all winter long. You know, this is going to be the year I consistently break 80. I consistently break 90. Whatever the case may be with your personal
this
game.
This is the craziest game in the world where nobody practices on the playing field, Steve. Everybody practices off the playing field. Everybody can hit a golf ball. Everybody can hit a golf ball. But not many people know how to play golf. There's an art to playing golf in and of itself, and I wish people would take their time and understand the intricacies of learning how to play golf.
Well, we know there's etiquette.
Right.
Well, there should be anyway.
That's part of it, yes.
But there is a way to go about your business, meaning, and I think this is what you mean, in any given round, everything is not going to go perfect.
Never, ever.
You've got to stay within your noggin, right?
Move on.
If you have a bad hole, there's
move
another
on.
One.
Right. You got 17 more, but, you know, and everyone always asks me, well, how much physical, how much mental? I'm like, it's 100 and 100. I'm sorry. Your mind cannot be excluded from this game at any moment in history in that current day or round.
Right.
You have to be fully physically involved, fully mentally involved, fully emotionally involved, or not involved in some cases. But some people just don't want to go down that road. I mean, it's what it takes.
Is that the biggest hurdle you have as a teacher?
Getting
the emotional aspect of the game?
Yeah, emotional resiliency, yes. And, you know, and being a little more objective to yourself instead of being so subjective, reactionary, yada, yada, yada. And you're talking, I mean, I work with some pretty good players, and they're emotional after golf shots. I'm like, whoa, chill out. Look at these guys on TV. They're not emotional.
You used to be a club thrower.
Yes, I was. And I'm not proud of it. Yes, I was.
And then at what point do you get to that, well, this is stupid?
Well, when somebody took a video of it and I saw myself rifling it or throwing it in the ground, of course I got fined. And I'm
see,
like,
but everybody knows a guy like that, a friend,
I'm like, what
family member.
What a little baby. What a jack. I'm not going to say the word again. I mean, what a jerk.
We know where you were going.
Yeah, what a jerk. I mean, who would do that? Oh, that was me. Knock it off.
This game will bring out those emotions. There's
gosh.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, it will.
Because from an amateur standpoint, the one thing that gets tiresome is unforced errors, right?
Yep.
A simple 150 shot and you lay sod. Whatever. But I used to be a club thrower probably 10 years ago. I don't anymore. You know why? Because I'm not making a paycheck doing this sport.
Even if we were, it's just not going to help the next shot. It's gonna wear on you, and believe me. And my wife saw me play, Dr. Kim, and she goes,
"Oh boy,
do you listen to yourself when you play golf? Are you? I mean, you got to be a lunatic
to
play
Doc.
This golf." Caroline's like, "You got to be out of your mind." to play this game and talk to yourself like this, because it is really depressing.
So there you have it, my friends. Yeah. A new golf season is upon us. Yeah. Just go out and enjoy the game.
Just, man, it's cool out there. It's cool.
Well, it's been a horrible spring, let's be honest.
But still.
But once the weather breaks, go out and play the game.
You see the weather forecast? It was just up here. Yeah, beautiful. Mid-80s all week. Beautiful golf.
Going to be wonderful. So, okay. Get your work in.
Meanwhile, give me your punk.
We go back to last week's punk. Garrick Higo. Remember Garrick? He got penalized for late tee time arrival.
Okay.
Two strokes, as a matter of fact.
It continues, does it not?
Well, listen, he participated in the recently played CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and I got to give him credit. He put up a 15 under. So, put up a 63 today. So apparently Garrick has game.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's a PGA Tour player, and he's inside the top 72, so he's playing elevated event. This guy can flat-out play.
And by the way, he dusted his caddy after that.
Give me a break. I mean, forever. Now, he's punked for the rest of the week. It's just for dusting the caddy and blaming the caddy, you know what? It's on you, pal. Period. You know what? I sped, but my girlfriend in my driver's seat over here told me to go faster, officer. It's not her fault. You pushed the pedal, pal.
Well, you know what? I read that, and it's like, I don't understand that.
How weak is that?
And he said it was time just to go in a different direction.
Okay.
But you read between the lines, was he in essence blaming the caddy for showing up to the tee box late? Isn't that your responsibility as the player?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a pro. Yeah. Whose job is it to get to the tee box
me.
On time?
Me.
Right.
Me. Anyway.
So what else?
My punk of the week is Don Ray. The PGA of America has asked him to step down, and he is officially suspended from the PGA of America as president. So now we do not have a president. We have an acting president, Nathan Charns, and the secretary moves up to acting vice president. We do not have an acting secretary of our association. PGA of America... What news is going to be next week? Because I tell you what, this is flat-out embarrassing being a PGA of America professional right now. Well, it's embarrassing.
What is the story with Don? Was there something egregious that took place? Or
just a culmination of just being a buffoon. From the Ryder Cup, the statements he made after the Ryder Cup, to...
Listen, this professional golf, one thing I've learned hanging with you and Jordan and other pros... There's a lot of tentacles, isn't there?
Oh,
PGA of America, PGA of Michigan, PGA this.
PGA Tour, PGA, PGA.
But
there's only one
place. Well,
only one PGA of America, and they are out of bounds the way they're acting. Out of bounds. They do not serve me.
What do they need to do?
They need to change the governance of the PGA of America. It's archaic.
All right.
It's been run this way since 1916. It's 2026, Steve. And we're running business the way we used to.
And knowing you like I do, BC, I don't think this is the first time you've aired this grievance.
Nope.
Well, hopefully they listen to you, because I like when you're happy, BC.
Thanks, Riggs.
Great seeing you, as always, my friend.
Thank you.
Maybe rerun it next week. Dave Rieger, our producer, on site, in charge of everything here. Thank you, David. We've got Abigail Pelkey back at the Golden Tower. Abby, wonderful job, as always. Thank you very much. And we want to thank our sponsor. Of course, that would be Rocket. Own the dream. My name is Steve Courtney.
67 days.
Thanks for listening to Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.